aren't children just so simple and honest, right? Do you notice how many times it says my mom nags me about my homework? About cleaning up the room, and you know, I've got really good stuff. I've already picked up two things there that I would say. There's someone who said that she liked her mom's homemade cookies, the Hong Kong kind. I like them too. And there's another one who said that my mom makes homemade cheese as well. I like cheese as well. So thank you, moms. Okay, so we want to thank Sophie. We want to thank Shane for putting that video together as well. And they are unfortunately unable to join us this morning, but when you see them, thank them as well. And since we are in the thing of thanking people, I just wanted to also thank you this one thing. To thank you this one thing. I want you to thank one person for this, or mainly one person for this. And that's Sister Joanna. Sister Joanna, could you just wave your hands? Just wave your hands. Come on. Yes, Sister Joanna in red. Every year, Sister Joanna, together with Pastor Stewart, would think up and crack their heads on what gifts to buy our moms. And it's so difficult to buy gifts, right? You know, I mean, it's difficult to buy gifts for mom, and it's difficult to do it for 30 years as well, right? Because you will have to recycle certain ideas. But yesterday, Sister Joanna came up with something, a brilliant gift, and she was here from morning for a few hours preparing hand-prepared gifts. And they're all here by the side here, and it's a surprise. So every year she does that very faithfully. I want us to, can we just express our gratitude and thanks, sister? Thank you very much. And she's a mother herself as well. So you get a double portion later, okay? Right. Okay, so are we ready for a quick and a short exhortation for Mother's Day today? Are we ready for that? Yeah? Okay, can we open this time with a word of prayer? Heavenly Father, we want to thank you so much, Lord, for this day that we can come, that we can celebrate, we can honor all of our mothers. Lord, they are precious gifts that you have given to each and every one of us, that you have given to mankind, that you have given to this world. And Lord, even as we celebrate our mothers, O Lord, even as we remember their love towards us, Lord, we also remember your love towards us. Lord, that all, Father, of our love comes ultimately from you. And so, Lord, even as we come before you this morning, we ask that you will show us your love, that you will reveal your heart to us even through your word, O Lord. Lord, would you help us to see your glory and your beauty and your holiness in all of these, O Father. And Lord, we pray that every heart and every mind right now will be able to see the glory and the love and the light of Christ through your word. We bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Okay, Mother's Day. Mother's Day is often a time where we get sentimental, we get a bit emotional, we give tributes to our moms, but we all know that it is not only on Mother's Day that we do that as well, right? And if we were to rank God's love and His salvation through Christ Jesus, if we rank that gift of God's love and His salvation as number one, then arguably, mothers are the next greatest asset to our world. Someone once said this: the greatest human influence and the most wholesome and substantial contribution to human society comes from our mothers. And I can certainly see why. You know, on a day like this, as Mother's Day, there are just so many glowing attributes of our mothers that would instantly come to our mind. And for this morning, I'll just like to highlight three motherly attributes. Firstly, mothers are selfless and they are sacrificial. I'm very sure that many of us, we are familiar with the sight of seeing our mothers spending hours in the kitchen, lovingly, painstakingly preparing a wholesome meal for the family. And our mothers add no artificial seasoning to the food. only the salt, natural salt, that comes from the sweat of her forehead. And then she would dish out the meals for every member in the family, and she makes sure that the best parts of the chicken, the best parts of the fish, would go to her children, and sometimes, if her husband is lucky, to him as well. And then we see hours of cooking just disappear within minutes. The family just gobbles down everything, you know, or the meal. And oftentimes, our mother would be the last to eat after everyone has had their fill. The remaining scraps of the food she would savor with just simple delight, because she knows that her family are happily satisfied. In fact, I also know that when times are difficult, mothers would even quietly forgo their meals just to make sure that her children and her family have enough to eat. We also remember those times where our mothers would care for us when we are ill. When she would forsake her sleep and her rest, she would wake up in the wee hours in the morning to check on us, to feed us medicine. And despite the lack of sleep, despite the lack of rest, you will see that she was still pressed through the day to fulfill her motherly duties and her responsibilities. For the sake of her child and the sake of her family, a mother would often sacrifice her own self-interests, and she would give all of herself to her family and to her children. Selfless and sacrificial. The second motherly attribute that I'll talk about this morning is that mothers are comforting and they are encouraging. The mother's embracing arms and her tender words are probably the most effective balm, the ointment, for a child who will return home from school crying over a failed assignment. Or maybe the child who has just experienced a very sore disappointment. Or perhaps a child who has just had a fall. And mothers also seem to be endowed with a special gift of sympathy, empathy, and listening that will invite and welcome all that her child has to unload: joys, sorrows, burdens. I remember my own mom being my closest confidant when I was younger, whom I can speak to about almost anything. But whether I would agree with her or not, it's a different matter. But nonetheless, her counsel and her prayers for me and with me were a major source of encouragement for me. I was pretty sure that if there was such thing as a heavenly prayer delivery room, that my mother's prayers were much higher in priority and were in the express queue as compared to my own prayers, because my mom was just simply such a woman of prayer. And I'm sure that many of us here this morning would likewise have experienced the tender, loving comfort and the encouragement of our mothers. The third attribute would be enduring love. Mothers give love that is enduring. I once heard a mother say to her child that no matter how old she may be, and maybe her child has already been is already a mother herself, she will still always be her mother's child, her precious child. And isn't that true? No age or life situation or circumstance would and could change the fact that we are our mother's child. And for as long as the mother of the child is still present in this world, you would see that the mother would still remember her child, fuss over her child, and love her child in whatever way possible, in whatever way that she knows how. I also happen to know of a mother who was unfortunately estranged from her children. They seemed to have irreconcilable differences, and they were unable to have meaningful connections together. Yet, I also happen to know that this mother prays daily for her children, lifting up her children before God in prayer and praying for God to give them His love and His grace, praying for their salvation daily. For all the imperfections of this mother, and we bear in mind that there's no such thing as a perfect mother in the first place, this, to me, is an inspiring example of an enduring and the unconditional love of a mother. And my prayer is that her prayers will ultimately be fulfilled and that her joy will be full on that glorious day of Christ's return. Of course, apart from these three attributes that I've just spoken about, being selfless, sacrificial, comforting, encouraging, enduring love, there are many more attributes that we can talk about this morning. But at this point, I would like us to also see that all of these positive and growing attributes of our mothers are in fact a reflection of God. In fact, for the matter, I would say that all the positive attributes of our earthly fathers are also a reflection of God. And so, let me just take you through the three motherly attributes that we talked about earlier, and let's see how these are also a reflection of God's attributes. Firstly, selfless and sacrificial. Here we look at John 3:16, which is a very familiar verse to many of us. And we see the example of God the Father here. For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. The love of God the Father for us, whom He has created in His own image, was so great, so compelling, that He would give His only begotten Son, Jesus, to become the sacrificial lamb and the atoning sacrifice for us, so that through Jesus, we can be reconciled to our Heavenly Father, who is also the Creator God and the Sovereign One. And such is the selfless and the sacrificial love of God the Father. And then we look at Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 to 8, and we see the example of Jesus here. Reading from verse 6, Jesus, who though He was in the form of God, He did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped. He did not use His advantage. He did not use His status as God to His own advantage. But He emptied Himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. And being found in human form, He humbled Himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. So you see, Jesus, even though He was God, He is the Son of God. He did not use His divine status to His own advantage. Instead, He chose to humble Himself by being born in the likeness of His creation, His created being, being a human, and He took up the role of a servant. For the sake of mankind, that is you and me, who were lost, we are lost in our sin, dead in our trespasses, Jesus came into this world, born as a man, as a human, and He chose to serve rather than to be served. Jesus came to reveal the Creator God, the Holy, the Almighty, and the Sovereign One. And Jesus came to bear our sins, the penalty of sin, and He became the atoning sacrifice for our sake. Jesus then sacrificed and gave His life for us on the cross so that in return, we can receive life eternal and life abundant. Such is the selfless and sacrificial love of Christ Jesus. And so you see that through our mothers, we actually catch a glimpse and we experience the selfless, sacrificial love of our Heavenly Father and Christ Jesus, our Savior. The second attribute of being comforting and encouraging. Here we look at Isaiah chapter 66, verse 13. And if you were to look at this verse here, notice how God would liken Himself to a mother who nurses and who comforts her child. And this is to give us a picture, an understanding on the tenderness of God's approach, the goodness of His intention towards us, to encourage and to uplift us, our spirits. And if you look next at the other two verses, Psalm 34 and Psalm 147, we see that from these two verses here, that in times where we go through painful and heartbreaking situations in life, God is not far away from us. On the contrary, God is near us. He is present with us, and He has compassion on us. Like how a mother would tenderly whisper soothing words of healing to her child, God the Father will tenderly dress up the wounds of the soul, and He heals the brokenhearted. In fact, you would see that in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 to 4, the Apostle Paul would tell us that God is the Father of compassion, and He is the God of all comfort, who comforts us so that we in turn are able to minister comfort to those who are troubled and who are experiencing what we had experienced. And finally, the third attribute, enduring love. Here we see in the verse, Isaiah chapter 49, verse 15, the context here is this. Isaiah was prophesying to Israel that God will restore Israel. But Israel's response to God was that, God, You have actually forgotten us and You have forsaken us. And so God here in this verse gives them a very powerful illustration of a nursing mother towards her child. That it is virtually impossible for a nursing mother to forget her child. Yet, in the extremely rare occurrence where the nursing mother does forget her child, God will, however, still not forget His people. God will not forget Israel whom He has called, nor will He forget those who are His children when they choose to believe in His Son, Jesus. And then we see next in the next two verses, in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5, and in Matthew 28:20. In these two verses here, we see that Jesus has promised us, who are His disciples, those of us who are His children, that He will never, never, never leave us, nor forsake or abandon us. He will be with us till the end of this age. And the promise does not even stop there, not only to the end of this age, but for those of us who are in Christ Jesus, we are also promised that we can look forward to being with Him, Christ, in His glorious presence in the age to come as well. So as we celebrate and we honor our mothers this morning, we also realize that they are in fact revealing and reflecting the image of God to us, how His love towards us look like. Mothers and fathers are both meant to reflect the image of God to their children. Let me explain this just a little. Although God may be referred to as our Heavenly Father with a male pronoun, God is in fact not gendered, because God is spirit. And we know that from John chapter 4, verse 24. God is spirit. All the virtues that we know of in a perfect character, the best, the holiest, the sweetest, the most gracious attributes that we see in a noble man or in a pure-hearted woman, are all found in God. Because God is the source of all perfection. In God, we see, we experience, and we encounter the security and the love of a father. In God, we also experience and encounter the patient, the tender, the comforting, and the sacrificial love of a mother. Therefore, when both the male and the female, the father and the mother, are working in unison with God, then the image of God is fully revealed. If we recall in Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 and 27, God said in verse 26, "Let us make man," man being mankind, humankind. "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness." In verse 27, "So God created man, mankind, in his own image, in the image of God, he created him," mankind. "Male and female, he created them." Not accidentally, not flippantly, but with full intentionality and purpose. And so, it is only when both genders, male and female, come together with each other and with God in unison, not apart from God, together with God, it's only when this happens that the full image and the likeness of God is displayed. And so, the apparent masculine or paternal attributes, or the feminine and motherly or maternal attributes that we see in God, are in fact uniquely imaged, embedded within the male and the female respectively. And so that is why we can see that both fathers and mothers, human fathers and mothers, are actually capable of being selfless, sacrificial, comforting, encouraging, and both fathers and mothers would give enduring love as well. Only that each of these attributes are expressed differently. You've got a fatherly touch, and you've got a motherly touch. And both the fatherly and the motherly touches are required for the child to be able to receive and to experience the full love of God, and subsequently, to grow into the full image of God by His Spirit. Are you following me so far? Yeah? The godly father and the godly mother are meant to be God's channels of love and His imprints. They are meant to be imprints of His nature to their children. The father and mother are to impart God's image to their children, so that every child and every person would bear and they will carry and they will reflect the image of God in this world, His love, His nature. Nature being the Christ-like nature. And just as how God had created every creature to reproduce after its kind, that's in Genesis chapter 1, God desires also for holy offspring by mankind. Godly children are produced by godly fathers and godly mothers who bear, who reflect, and who impart the image of God to their children. At this point, I'd like to give a few exhortations and encouragements. And the first group that I'd like to encourage would be mothers. Mothers, you are called to nurture and to raise godly and holy children by modeling and by imparting your faith to them. Just as how we saw in the case of the grandmother and the mother of Timothy. Or like Hannah, whose son Samuel eventually became a mighty prophet of God. Mothers, God has given you a vital role, not only in bringing life into this world, but in raising generations of children who will walk in the fear of the Lord, who will be the salt and the light of this world, and who will reflect and reveal the image, the glory, and the light of God in this broken world. Mothers, take heart and take encouragement that God, who called you to be in this role as a mother, He will Himself enable and empower you by His Spirit to be a godly mother. As long as you walk closely with Him, walk in partnership with the Holy Spirit, and do your best to apply God's word into your own lives and in your role as a mother, God will give you the grace that you need to be a godly mother. For mothers who did not have, however, a positive experience with their own mothers when they were growing up, and perhaps even for the rest of us even as well, this might be applicable. We have just heard a few minutes earlier talking about the parental attributes of God our Father and His love towards us as a Heavenly Father. So take courage and take encouragement in this. Our Heavenly Father, He will Himself care for you and He will nurture you like no other human mother or human parent will be able to do so. As you walk with Him each day, God's love, His fatherly, motherly, His divine love, will bring healing, restoration, strength, and wholeness into your life. God, our Heavenly Father, is also our Good Shepherd, and He is the one who restores our soul. The next exhortation will be for spiritual mothers. Did you know that God mothers us through spiritual mothers as well in the local church? Spiritual mothers who would care, who would nurture and support younger women, both in the faith and in day-to-day life, so that they can be the godly women and the godly mothers that God desires them to be. And herein lies the call for spiritual mothers. We need more God-fearing spiritual mothers to rise up to the call of mothering women and children towards restoration, towards maturity and wholeness. And this is the reason why we are to be journeying together in the faith with a local community of believers, a local church, our local spiritual family. Christian believers are not meant to be journeying alone in the faith. And who can be a spiritual mother? I would say that any lady, any woman who has been walking with God for some time, not new in the faith, but walking with God for some time, and who is willing to be a mentor and to be a channel of God's love and grace to a younger woman. And this is regardless of whether you have experience as a biological mother or not. It's regardless of that. Pray and ask the Lord to show you who would He like you to be a spiritual mother to. Which younger lady would He like you to disciple? When God leads you to the younger lady, impart your faith, impart your life experiences according to what you have received, according to what God has given you and entrusted you. Don't worry about what you don't have or what you are unable to give, because God will know how to send someone else for that. All you need to do is to be obedient in stepping out, availing yourself as God's hands, His feet, and His lips, and to commit to being present for the younger lady, nurturing her in godliness for as long as God would have you to do so. Finally, there's an exhortation also for fathers and for children. Fathers, as the Apostle Paul would exhort us in Ephesians chapter 5, verses 25 to 29, let us love our wives as Christ loved the church and gave Himself for her. For it is when we image and when we demonstrate the love of Christ to our wives, it will enable, empower, and energize them to reflect the love of God to our children. It will also imprint into our children a picture of what the love of Christ looks like. So that when our children grow up prayerfully, they too will imitate and do likewise, to love their spouses and to love their children with the love of Christ. Children, to all the children here, children, give me a wave, children, give me a wave. Let us always honor and let us not begrudge our mothers. Let us not be angry with our mothers. Okay, let us not resent our mothers, but let us always honor them. Remember, there is probably no mother here in this world who have gone into college to pick up a diploma or a degree in motherlogy, in mothering. All mothers can only learn and they can only grow and mature as mothers whilst on the job and on the journey of motherhood itself. So instead of us complaining, why do they mother us in this way or in that way, or worse still, to compare them, our mothers, with other mothers. Why are you not like their mother, that mother, their mother? Then you go lah, you go. Go and stay there, see whether they feed you. Instead of us comparing our mothers with other mothers, let us do our best to understand them and to try to support our mothers by being a godly child. So pray for your mother daily and bless her. Okay, brothers and sisters, at this point right now, I'd like to invite all the mothers here in amongst us to rise. Mothers, would you please take a stand? And mothers, I'm going to invite you right now to step forward here to the stage here. Come to the altar here. Okay, mothers, would you step forward here so that we can give you our tribute and that we can pray for you. Come, mothers. Okay, face the back, mothers. Sound men, just take note. I'm down. Okay, mothers. Up. Wow. Can we all give a round of applause for our mothers? Come on. I think they deserve louder than that, right? Yeah? Right? Mothers, can we have all the mothers just come a bit closer together, if you can, if you will. Just come a bit closer together, all right? Okay. Isn't it interesting to see that oftentimes you see that in a church service or in a prayer meeting, who do you often see more of? Mothers as well. That's a testimony on its own. Mothers, okay, can you hear me? Yes, okay. Now, mothers, I've got something to say to all of you. Now, to all of our mothers here, whether you're in person or to those who are watching online even right now, what we want to say to you, and I will say, I'll speak on behalf of the rest of us here, from the bottom of our hearts, really the bottom of our hearts, okay? Thank you. Thank you for your amazing love. Thank you for nursing, for caring and fussing over us so tirelessly. Thank you for your generous, your selfless, your sacrificial love. Thank you for always keeping a lookout for us, for carrying us, bearing us up in your arms, even when you are sleeping. Thank you for covering us with your persistent and your constant prayers. Thank you for loving us so unconditionally and so steadfastly. Thank you for showing us how the love of God, our Heavenly Father, looks like. Thank you for showing us the love of God so that we can become who God has purposed us to be. This morning and every day truly, although we may not say it, but every day, we celebrate you, mothers. We celebrate your love and your devotion to us. We honor all of you as God's precious gift to us. We are forever grateful to God for you. And today, as husbands, as children, and as a spiritual family, we bless all of you with the riches of Christ's love. We bless you with His grace, with His peace. We bless you with His manifold blessings and vitality of health. And may all of you be able to cook many more yummy meals for us too. And in Christ's name, we pray this. And all of us say, Amen. 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 Mothers, we would like to pray for you right now. Can you join me, okay? Brothers and sisters, join me in stretching your hands forward as we pray for our mothers. Heavenly Father, we thank you once again, and we cannot thank you enough for all of our mothers. Lord, for biological mothers, for spiritual mothers, we thank you for all of them. We can only be who we are today and where we are because of their love and their sacrifice for us. Your love, your sacrifice through their hands, through their lives for us. Lord, we fully appreciate that being a mother is a high calling, and it is hardly an easy role for them to play and to be able to carry it through the whole life's journey. So, Lord, this morning we pray that you will bless all of our mothers with a greater measure of your special and life-giving grace. May you bless them with a greater measure of your strength, physical strength, mental strength, emotional and spiritual strength. Lord, may you bless all of our mothers with divine wisdom. Give them the courage to do what they need to do as godly mothers, as wives, as godly women. Lord, we pray that you give them a greater measure of your strong and reassuring encouragement for each day. Fill them each day with your overwhelming joy that will lift their hearts and lift their persons each day. Lord, we pray that you will keep all of our mothers in your good name, keep them in your love, keep them in your presence, now and until you return. And may Christ Jesus our Lord always be revealed, be magnified, be glorified in and through all of our mothers, in and through all of us. And we pray all these right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Okay, once again, to all of our mothers. And mothers, we've got something special for you. So while you just remain standing here, okay, I'm going to invite the Salt and Light youths, would you step forward to present the gifts and the tribute to our mothers. We have prepared something special, right? Thanks to Sister Joanna again. All right. So every mother here should receive a bag and a gift. And it's just a token of our love to you here in your spiritual family in Grace City Church. All right. So can we give, can we present all of our mothers with a gift, please? Yes, come, let's go. Give them a gift. Give them a gift with a smile. Give them a gift with a holy kiss. Give them the gift. I'm not sure whether they like to be kissed, but you know, a holy kiss. Give them a gift with a hug, with a cuddle. All right. Okay, and mothers, after you have received the gift, I'd like to invite you to take your seats as we just move on into the next segment. Thank you, mothers.
Worship response. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's good.
don't need to be too short, but this is good, just a shorter one. Then after that, I will give the instructions on the food. Yeah. I will tell them. Yeah. Okay. All right. Have all of our mothers received their gifts? Yes? Wow. Has everyone received? Has every mother? Sister Joanna always makes sure that there's more than enough. Praise the Lord. Okay. We're going to rest. Okay. So, because the food is not here yet, we can just do a bit more of the worship. Okay? Yeah. Okay, can we all now rise and can we just respond to the Lord? And as we heard about how God has shown us and is still showing us His love and who He is through our mothers, can we now respond to our Lord with this song, God, You Are So Good. All right, come, let's worship the Lord.
I love You, Lord, for Your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in Your hands. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, and I will sing of the goodness of God.
Yeah.
Heavenly Father, we thank you so much. Lord, truly you have been so faithful towards us. You are truly a faithful God. That even in those times, Lord, that we have neglected you, yet you have remained faithful. And we thank you for your love towards us that is just so steadfast and so sure. That, Lord, that we can literally build our lives upon your love. And so, Lord, truly we want to be rooted and grounded, Lord, upon your love that is steadfast. So, Lord, we pray, Father, with each and every day, as we walk with you, Lord, that you continue to reveal your heart and reveal your love to us and through us. Continue to reveal your heart and your love to us through our mothers. And help our mothers as well, Lord, to be the godly mothers, the godly women that you have called them to be. And that, Lord, we pray that you will continue to bring healing and restoration to every mother. Lord, that they will be healed of any brokenness, Lord, even within them. So, Lord, we just once again, as we bless our mothers, Lord, we also bless you, O Father, and we thank you. We ask all this now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Alright, so I was told that there's a bit of a delay in the food, okay, just a little bit, because, you know, good food, we must always wait, right? How many of you heard our mother say that, right? If you want good food, you must learn to wait, right? Otherwise, go and get the junk food, right? Right? Okay, so we have to wait, alright? But this is what's going to happen. I'll just give you a bit of a quick brief. Later, when you go out and when you see the queue, the way the food is being lined up, can I invite you to just let the mothers, let them have the priority, okay? Let them have their food, and you just split according to the queues accordingly, okay? I think we are all pretty good at that as well, alright? So that's just the little admin that we have there. Now, Pastor Stewart, okay, we're just going to invite Pastor Stewart to say the grace, okay? I will give the benediction as well, and then Pastor Stewart will say the grace. Pastor Stewart, by the way, is not retired. He's retired. He's still actively in ministry, so he still has to say grace, okay? Okay, and I'm just going to give the benediction, we say the grace, and we see how the food is like, okay? So would you raise your hands for the benediction, please? May the awesome love of God our Father, the extravagant grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the sweet fellowship and the power of the Holy Spirit be with all of you now and until Christ returns. Amen. Amen. And right now, Pastor Stewart, would you grace us by saying the grace?
Are you hungry? Let's pray. Lord, we thank you that as your people, we come under your presence, your name, your anointing, oh God. That as we honor mothers, Lord, we also honor you, Father.
Yes.
And Lord, we thank you for the hands that has prepared the food today, oh Father, that you will bless them.
Yes.
We thank you for every families and individual that is here, even as they partake the food today, Lord. May their hearts rejoice in your goodness and in your faithfulness, O God.
Yes.
I pray, Father, for blessing over the food, blessing over each one that is here. For truly we are people blessed of the Lord.
Yes.
And we can rejoice and sing unto you.
Yes.
Because, Lord, your goodness endureth forever, Lord.
Amen.
We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.